All right, let's dive into snus today. We're going to explore your reviews of three unique snus flavors from General Voyage. Brooklyn, Cape Town, Sicily. Should be interesting.
It's like a global tour for our taste buds, all from the comfort of our chairs. It's so cool that we're experiencing these flavors through your lens, you know, your unique perspective.
Exactly. You gave us some super detailed tasting notes, and we're going to break them all down. The hits, the misses, all of it. And for anyone out there who's new to this whole snus thing, well, it's moist, smokeless tobacco. You put it under your upper lip and enjoy the flavors.
It's a pretty unique way to enjoy tobacco, and there's a whole culture around, like, appreciating the different flavors and strengths. It's pretty cool.
So to set the scene, all these snus flavors are limited edition. They're from General Voyage, which is a line by Swedish Match. And you, our intrepid reviewer, are based in Miami, Florida. I feel like that must influence your palate, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Miami is like a total melting pot of flavors. Tropical fruits, Latin American spices, that Caribbean influence. It's a sensory overload in a good way. So I'm really curious to see how those experiences are reflected in your snus reviews.
And to make things even more interesting, you have this 30-minute tasting methodology. You place the snus under your lip and just let those flavors develop over time. That's dedication.
Wow, 30 minutes is a long time. You must have been eager to see how those flavors, you know, like, evolved over that time. It definitely suggests a real appreciation for the subtleties of snus, not just popping it in and going about your day.
Okay, let's kick off our journey in Cape Town, South Africa. This one has rooibos, ginger, and lime. Pretty unique, right? I know you were super stoked to try this one because it's just so different from your usual snus rotation.
Yeah, rooibos is an herbal tea from South Africa. It's got this earthy, slightly sweet taste. So combining that with ginger and lime in a snus, that's definitely like pushing the boundaries of flavor, not your average mint or wintergreen.
You even mentioned the smell reminded you of starfruit, which makes total sense living in Miami. That's a connection someone in, I don't know, Alaska probably wouldn't make.
Right. That's what makes this so cool. Like, your palate is probably primed for those, you know, tropical, tart flavors just because of where you live. It makes you wonder if someone from a different region would even pick up on those same notes.
So the smell's got that familiar tropical vibe.
But what about the actual taste? You mentioned that rooibos was the dominant flavor, and then ginger and lime were kind of playing more subtle roles.
Yeah, it's like they're there to add layers of complexity without, like, stealing the show, like how a good chef uses spices. Just a touch to enhance, not overpower.
And you described the strength as strong, even comparing it to Lundgren's, not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, that intensity might explain why you said it's not an everyday snus. Mm-hmm. Maybe more of a special occasion snus, something to, like, savor and experience fully.
Next, we're off to Brooklyn, New York. A totally different vibe. This one's bourbon and sandalwood, which sounds super sophisticated. Bourbon and sandalwood, that's definitely aiming for a very specific, mature audience. I mean, so you think of like leather-bound books and dimly lit jazz clubs. I wonder if those expectations played into your experience at all.
Well, you were definitely intrigued by the smell. You said it reminded you of an old-fashioned cocktail. Strong bourbon notes. You even thought it would make an amazing snuff.
High praise for the aroma. That must have set the bar pretty high for the taste.
It did. And unfortunately, the taste didn't quite live up to that initial excitement. You said it basically tasted like a standard chocolate snus, similar to Etten. You even used the word disappointing.
Oh, that's interesting. It's funny how we build up expectations based on just one element, like a powerful aroma. It can totally color our whole perception. Psychologists call it the halo effect.
You're totally right. So even though the chocolate flavor might be good on its own, it's just not what you were expecting after that amazing bourbon and sandalwood smell.
It's a bold move, trying to, like, capture those complex bourbon notes in snus form. Maybe it's a little too ambitious, like trying to fit a symphony into a haiku.
You mentioned there were some bourbon notes, but they faded quickly. It's like the taste couldn't keep up with the hype of the smell.
It makes you wonder, if you hadn't smelled it first, would that chocolate flavor have been a nice surprise? Would it have felt more balanced, more satisfying? Hard to say.
Such a good point. Our senses can totally play tricks on us.
And let's not forget, taste is totally subjective. What might be a letdown for you could be a delightful discovery for someone else. It's all about perspective.
All right, last stop on our snus world tour. Sunny Sicily. This one is bitter orange, herbs, and limoncello. Very Mediterranean.
Oh, just the description alone, you know. I'm picturing a sun-drenched patio overlooking the sea. Sounds incredibly refreshing.
And you said the smell was amazing, the best of the three, actually. You picked up aromas of Italian liqueurs like Campari and Aperol, with some lemon zest thrown in for good measure.
It's like they bottled the essence of a perfect Italian summer evening. I can practically hear the glasses clinking, the laughter of friends enjoying aperitivo.
And the taste? It lived up to the hype. You said it tasted just like a Negroni cocktail.
For those who haven't had the pleasure, a Negroni is a classic Italian cocktail. Gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. It's known for its kind of bittersweet herbal complexity, not exactly your typical snus flavor profile.
You specifically mentioned that it wasn't sweet, which might not appeal to everyone, but for you, it was part of what made it so enjoyable, a definite hit.
I love that. It challenges this assumption that all snus needs to be super sweet or, you know, have that like overly flavored thing going on. Sometimes a more pure flavor, even if it's bitter or herbal, can be just as satisfying, you know?
You even said that if the other two snus flavors were a 3 out of 4, this one was a solid 4 out of 4. So Sicily takes the crown.
It sounds like they really nailed that Negroni essence in snus form. It makes you wonder if there are other cocktails out there just waiting to be translated into a snus experience. That's a whole other deep dive.
So let's take a step back for a second. You clearly have a diverse palate. You appreciate the tropical notes of the Cape Town snus, the sophistication of the Brooklyn snus, and the bittersweet complexity of the Sicily snus. Your taste buds have their own passport.
That's the beauty of exploration, right? It's not just about finding one thing you like and sticking to it. It's about expanding your horizons, challenging your preconceived notions, discovering new tastes that, like, genuinely resonate with you. It's like we just took our taste buds on vacation. Makes you realize that even something as simple as snus can, like, open up a whole world of different cultures and experiences.
Totally. And, you know, it's interesting. We talked about strength. You use strong for Cape Town, medium for Sicily. But the strongest one wasn't actually your favorite, was it?
That's a great point. It kind of breaks that whole stronger is better idea, you know? It's more about finding that sweet spot, the right balance of strength, flavor, enjoyment, the whole package.
It's like coffee. Some folks need that super strong espresso to get going. Others prefer a more smoother, more nuanced cup.
Yeah.
It all comes down to personal preference, right?
Exactly. And sometimes that more subtle flavor can actually be more satisfying over time. It's not about being overwhelmed by intensity. It's about, like, savoring all those layers, the complexity, the depth.
I want to loop back to something we touched on earlier, that whole idea of, like, your Miami background influencing how you tasted these snow flavors.
Oh, totally. Right. It's like your senses have been shaped by your environment, you know what I mean? You're surrounded by all those vibrant tropical flavors in Miami. So it makes sense that you'd pick up on those notes in the Cape Town snus. With the starfruit and all that.
And that made me think, what if someone from, let's say, Iceland tried that same snus? Would they have the same experience? Would they even recognize that starfruit thing?
Oh, man. That's a really good question. It just goes to show how subjective taste can be, right? Our individual experiences, our culture, even our memories all play a part in how we perceive flavor. It's wild.
It's like we each have our own personal internal flavor library built up over a lifetime of, you know, experiences. And when we try something new, we're unconsciously comparing it to everything we've tasted before.
So then, is there even such a thing as, like, an objective flavor? Or is it all relative? Whoa, we're getting philosophical now.
Getting deep. But I think there's something to that. Maybe there's no right or wrong when it comes to taste. It's all about what works for you.
Right.
You know, what you connect with.
And that's why I love diving into these reviews. It's not just about the product itself, but the stories behind it, right? The different perspectives of the folks experiencing them. It's so cool.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the Brooklyn snus. We know the taste was a bit of a bummer compared to that amazing smell, but let's dig a little deeper. What do you think happened there?
Well, a couple things, maybe. First, those expectations. That bourbon and sandalwood aroma set the bar really high.
Yeah.
And the chocolate flavor, well, it just couldn't compete.
It's like promising someone a trip to Paris and then taking them to, like, a local bakery. The bakery might be great, but it's not Paris, you know?
Uh-huh, exactly. And then the second thing is the complexity of those flavors. Bourbon especially, right? It's so nuanced, so layered. It's hard to translate that full range of flavors into a snus.
Like trying to paint a masterpiece with, I don't know, 5 colors?
Yeah.
You can get the basic idea across, but you're going to miss those details.
Yeah, and it seems those more delicate bourbon notes got lost in translation, you know? They were overshadowed by the chocolate.
Makes me think that sometimes simple is better when it comes to flavor. Trying to cram too many different things into one product, it can backfire.
Less is more. It's an oldie but a goodie. Sometimes focusing on a few key flavors and just letting them shine, that can be way more impactful than trying to create some, like, massive flavor explosion.
And that brings us back to Sicily, your clear favorite. It had a distinct flavor, but it wasn't overly complicated, just well-executed and satisfying.
It's the perfect example of a well-balanced, intentional flavor profile hitting the mark. It wasn't trying to be everything to everyone. It just knew what it wanted to be, and, you know, it delivered.
Like a chef who creates a dish with, like, a handful of top-notch ingredients, let the natural flavors do the talking.
Yes. And you can appreciate the artistry. You know, it's not just throwing random flavors together. It's understanding how those flavors interact, how they evolve over time, and creating something harmonious, like a symphony.
It really is like composing music. Yeah. You need the right notes, the right rhythm, the right balance to create something truly beautiful, something memorable.
And when it all comes together, man, it can be a total experience. It takes you somewhere. It brings back memories, even challenges what you thought was possible in terms of flavor.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into your Snos adventure, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
Hit me.
Don't be afraid to explore. There's a whole universe of Snos out there. Endless possibilities when it comes to flavors and strengths. You know, don't limit yourself. Be adventurous.
Absolutely. And remember, taste is subjective. What you love, someone else might find boring. Trust your gut, your palate, and find what makes you happy.
And lastly, don't judge a snus by its smell. While the aroma can set expectations, the real test is in the taste. Be open to being surprised, and don't shy away from trying something a little outside your usual zone.
Sometimes the most unexpected flavors are the most rewarding. That's the fun part.
Now, before we move on, one final thought-provoking question for our listeners.
Ooh, love a good cliffhanger.
Think about this. If you could create your own dream snus flavor, what would it be? What crazy combination of tastes would take you to your happy place?
Man, that's a good one to ponder. Really makes you think about the power of flavor and how it connects to what we really crave, you know? Our aspirations. It reminds us there's always something new to discover. Even in something as, you know, familiar as snus, there's always more to explore.
Yeah, and maybe that's the real point here. Mm. This deep dive wasn't just about these three snus flavors. It was about taste itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perception. And how all our experiences shape how we enjoy things.
Totally. We talked about how your Miami background might have influenced your take on the Cape Town snus, that whole starfruit thing.
Right, and how that strong aroma of the Brooklyn snus might have set you up for, well, disappointment when the taste wasn't quite as complex.
But it's not just about, like, geography or expectations either. It's our individual preferences, our memories, even our mood in that moment.
Think about it. Have you ever had a food you loved as a kid that you try again as an adult and it's just not the same?
Oh, all the time. It's like our taste buds grow up with us. What seemed exotic and exciting back then might be kind of blah now, even a little weird.
It just shows you taste is always changing. What we find enjoyable is affected by so much more than just the, like, basic flavors. It's fascinating, really.
And that's what makes exploring tastes so much fun. It's not fixed. It's this, like, back and forth between our senses, our experiences, and the world around us.
So, as we wrap up our snus deep dive, I want to leave you with this final thought.
Lay it on me.
Next time you try something new, food, drink, even a new activity, really pay attention to how you're experiencing it.
Yeah, don't just taste it. Think about it. Why do you like it or not like it? What does it make you think of? What memories come up?
And, you know, be open to changing your mind. Maybe you think you hate spicy food, but have you tried the right kind of spice? Maybe not a coffee person, but have you tried different brewing methods?
There are endless sensory experiences out there just waiting to be discovered. And the more open we are to those possibilities, the richer life becomes, right?
Exactly. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll even find a passion for something you never thought you'd enjoy, like snus. It happens.
So go out there and explore. Embrace the unexpected. And most importantly, enjoy the ride.
Thanks for joining us on this snus adventure. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.